Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with Podcast 141. Today is January 29th, 2013. Today's title, There Was Never Anything to Be Upset About. Today's podcast is a how-to. Something happened to me recently that would have upset most people. It didn't upset me. And I'm going to show you how to keep similar upsetting situations from upsetting you in the future. My wife Shelley and I were on our way to the biannual meeting of the Transformational Leadership Council in St. Martin last week. The flight involved a change of planes in San Juan, and we only had 30 minutes from the time we landed there until the connecting flight left. As we were waiting for the first flight to board, an announcement came over the loudspeaker saying our flight was going to be delayed. A retainer clip in the galley was broken, and they were waiting for a new one to be delivered. Given that we only had 30 minutes between flights, even a 10 to 15 minute delay could result in our missing our connecting flight. I knew Shelley had been looking forward to the opening ceremonies, so I thought she might be concerned. So I said to her, "Nothing's happened yet. We haven't missed our connection. We don't know anything for sure about whether or not we'll make our connection." Shelley nodded her understanding, and any concern she had evaporated immediately. Although I wasn't at all upset or even concerned, I realized there was a possibility we could miss our connection. I talked to the gate agent about getting another flight to St. Martin if we missed our connecting flight. She said that our airline had no other flights out later that day. So I got on my phone and started looking for other airlines that could get us there in case we left so late that we missed our connection. What I want to emphasize is that I didn't need to assume we would miss our connection and get upset in order for me to act. In fact, not being upset enabled me to think more clearly about alternatives and take immediate action. About 15 minutes later, as I was calling other airlines, we heard another announcement saying our plane would be delayed at least 30 minutes, and we get another update shortly. I reminded Shelley, we still didn't know for sure what would happen in the future. The fact that we were going to be 30 minutes late did not necessarily mean we were going to miss our connection. When I told Shelley we were going to take off at least 30 minutes late and that I hadn't been able to find another airline to get us to the meeting that evening, Shelley smiled at me and said, "That doesn't have any inherent meaning either." Nothing that we had been told meant for sure that we would miss the start of a meeting. A few minutes later, another announcement came over the loudspeaker. The replacement park had arrived and had been installed. As we walked on the plane, the gate agent told me we'd be leaving about an hour late, but the flight time had been reduced by 30 minutes, so we would be arriving just about the time the connecting flight was scheduled to take off. The gate agent also said she had contacted the airline's control center in New York about holding the connecting flight, because there were 8 people on our flight who held reservations for our flight to St. Martin. But we wouldn't find out if the control center had approved our connecting flight's delay until the plane had already taken off. Can you get that this news also had no meaning? After everyone was on board and just before we took off, the agent announced the control center said that they'd hold the connecting flight if it didn't have to wait more than 10 minutes. If we were later than that, the plane would leave without us. Even this latest news had no meaning. I still didn't know for sure whether or not we'd missed the connecting flight. Notice that nothing we'd been told from the start of the incident to that moment allowed us to know anything for sure about our ability to make the connecting flight. The information we received wasn't upsetting. The only thing that could be upsetting would be giving that information the meaning that we would miss our connection and the start of the meeting. As long as we realized that the events had no meaning, there could be no upset. We landed and got off the plane 3 minutes before the connecting flight was supposed to take off. It took the eight of us over 10 minutes to walk to the departing plane's gate. The plane was waiting. We boarded and had an uneventful flight to St. Martin. Would you have gotten upset upon hearing the first announcement, or when you heard the second, or while you were sitting on the plane wondering if the connecting flight would still be there when you arrived? Can you get that events, no matter what they are, have no inherent meaning and therefore can't cause emotions? Only the meaning we give events can cause emotions. By making a clear distinction between the events and the meaning you give them, you can always be clear that the event itself is meaningless. And when you're able to do that, you're able to prevent yourself from experiencing anxiety, upset, and suffering. I've gotten to the point where I'm able to do that pretty much automatically now, and Shelley is finding it easier every day. Sometimes all she needs is a quick reminder, and she's able to make that distinction. Suffering is not necessary, really. The next time you find yourself upset about anything, ask yourself what's upsetting you. You'll attribute your upset to something that's a combination of an event and a meaning, but which seems to you only like an event. The meaning will seem to be inherent in the event. All you need to do is recognize that you've not made a clear distinction between the event and the meaning, and then make that distinction. Once the meaning has been made separate in your mind from the event, the feeling that's been caused by the meaning just dissolves. Try it. Practice it. Make it a part of your life. Don't listen to the people who tell you that suffering is a necessary part of the human condition. It isn't. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Please share your thoughts and questions on how to stop giving meaning and stop your suffering on my blog post at MortyLefko.com. Your comments will add value to thousands of readers and listeners. I read them all and respond to as many as I can. And if you think others will find my podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons located both at the top and the end of the post at MortyLefko.com. And remember, if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate several beliefs free. And finally, this podcast is not about the information. It's about using the information to improve your life. So here's a suggestion. Try dissolving the meaning that causes your upsets. As they happen, remind yourself, what's the meaning? Can you see the meaning is different than the event itself? And when you make a clear distinction between the event and the meaning will dissolve along with any feelings the meaning has created. Try it. Let me know. See you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.